could be stopped. Today could mark a turning point in the global strategic picture. The Secretary of State noticed the slight but definite emphasis Kuang put on the word could. Trying to hide her exasperation, she asked as sweetly as she was able, "Just what do you mean?" "Let me be frank, then." "By all means. We're alone here. There are no recording devices." That was a lie, but an understandable one, she thought. No one would see the transcript of this conversation but herself and her closest aides. Raising a stumpy index finger, Kuang said, "The Democratic People's Republic of Korea is a rogue nation, we both agree." State nodded. "There are other such rogues in the world. Iran, for one." She nodded again. "The world must be protected against such rogues." "And against terrorists," State added. "Agreed. Terrorists armed with long-range missiles could plunge the world into nuclear war, which neither of us wants." Now Kuang nodded, vigorously. Reaching for her Chardonnay, State asked, "So what do you propose?" "The United States is in a position to suggest, that is the proper word, I believe, suggest an international conference on the subject of missile defense." She felt her brows knitting. Kuang went on, "At such a conference, the leading governments of the world could come to an agreement that any unauthorized rocket launch anywhere in the world will be shot down by missile defense forces." "Unauthorized rocket launch?" State asked. "What do you mean?" "It is very simple, Madam Secretary. An international commission would be established to send inspectors to examine the payloads of all rocket launches." "Like the International Atomic Energy Agency." "Just so. But with this difference. Any rocket launch that has not been inspected and approved will be shot down." State leaned back against the pillows of the sofa. "But that would mean we'd have to make our missile defenses available to this international commission." "Perhaps. At the very least, you would have to pledge that you will act on the commission's recommendations." She put her wine glass down on the coffee table between them before replying, "I don't know if we could ever get that through Congress." "You must. Recognize that now, this very day, Beijing and Moscow and others are moving to create their own missile defense technology. America could lead the way by offering to share such technology under international control." State shook her head. "Congress would never go for that." With a shrug, Kuang said, "Then there will be a new arms race in missile defenses. Far better for the USA to take the lead on this issue, to show the world how to move away from the threat of missile attack."
"That's a very tall order, Mr. Kuang."
"It is the way to end the threat of rogue nations and terrorists using long-range missiles. It is the way to a new stability in the international political situation."
"Beijing would agree to this?"
"I believe so. What is more important, my brother-in-law believes so."
The Secretary of State picked up her wine glass again and twirled it in her fingers, her thoughts swirling with the wine. She remembered that the first limited nuclear test ban treaty came directly out of the confrontation of the Cuban Missile Crisis. "Maybe we can pull something good, something worthwhile out of this." To Kuang, she said, "I'll talk to the President about this. I'll suggest he call your chairman." "If you like, I could suggest to my brother-in-law that he call your president."
"That would be very good indeed." And she thought, "If I can set